Final hour has arrived, and that is the room that we work in. The only thing I know about that room is that the Feinbaum Show name is up prominently. Not many media members are left. We'll get more up close and personal. One thing we will do, if we think somebody's just a ringer hanging out just to be good on TV, we'll toss them out. Actually, we won't toss them out. Cousin Shane will toss them out. The most exciting hour of the week of Media Days is here. Nobody's left. We had just an extraordinary conversation with the commissioner. The guy in the end is Cousin Shane. Brat is in the middle. What's up, guys?
Why are they always breaking down the set when we're on?
They want to be out of here.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to have us clean up back here.
Not our problem. Cousin Shane, let's talk to you, because I feel like we haven't mined your knowledge enough this year. We had Michael on a couple weeks ago. So what did you make out of these last 4 days? There's a lot of varying opinions.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny. We always come with these notions on how we think the playoffs are going to go, how we think the rankings will go. But I'll tell you what, Paul, this feels like a year where I can make an argument 8, 9, 10 teams could be in the running. I know we've been pushing toward parity, and it feels like we have arrived.
Is it a bad sign, Paul, if I think the two most cocky teams here were Vanderbilt and Missouri?
Now, you guys have to help me with something. The SEC Nation crew was off campus this morning doing a shoot, and I was sitting there with Tim Tebow and Laura, and we were saw some comments that Drinkwitz made. And you can't judge a coach by what you see on social media. What did you make out of his shots at Jeffrey Epstein and the Kennedy assassination? I mean, from a distance, it was like, what did he just say? But I didn't hear it.
If I'm not mistaken, Paul, at the last Media Days, Drink told you he's not going to speak until he proves something. Yet he's out here talking, so I think he's got to be very confident about his football team.
Oh, okay. But did you find humor in those two shots, Cousin Shane?
Well, I don't know if humor, but I do like.
I mean, we're only talking about.
I mean, isn't it better than what some of the coaches came up here and told us today? The same old, same old. So at least it livened up day four.
Okay.
I wish they would all say stuff like that.
Why am I trying to get the voice of reason out of Michael Bratton? I don't know. I mean, I was expecting a mature answer, and I got two 17-year-old boys at a night on the town.
Well, maybe you missed the ESPYs, but apparently that's what sells these days.
That's true. By the way, you are correct about that.
All of you watched that hand since Arch Manning touched it?
I finally broke down. I mean, I've been widely criticized for fanboying over Arch Manning. But I like Mateer, too.
Who had the firmest?
I mean, how many times have you seen this video, Cousin Shane, of exactly what happened here? This is that's Arch. You can tell I'm excited.
That may be a bad sign if that's the highlight of Media Days.
Look here.
Mateer tried to actually get on the set, and then he came up. I have no earthly idea what we're talking about here. It looks like we know each other.
Which quarterback's going to have a better year?
That is the question. Those are two rivals, in case you didn't know.
I'll just let you know, it's John Mateer.
Oh, okay. I forgot. I'm with a guy that's never shy on opinions, Cousin Shane.
You kidding? With all this Arch mania, I'm not surprised that he would come out and say that, but I am surprised if that actually happens. I think John Mateer is a very, very good quarterback, but we said the same thing about Arnold last year. I've got to see it to believe it. We've not seen any fruitful games from him. I'm going in more on the Manning side if I had to pick one.
Yeah, and by the way, I the one thing I missed seeing this morning was Hugh Freeze teeing off in the British Open. You've had some fun with that, haven't you?
Oh, how could you not? I mean, he's doing a great job at Auburn, recruiting class in shambles. We went from we're going to make a bowl game to we're going to make a playoff. At least he got the messaging right here this weekend, at the very least.
Indeed. The week began with the Saban rumors. What did you make out of all that, other than being entertained?
I mean, it sabotaged the entire first day. That's all anybody wanted to talk about was Nick Saban. And, again, I've been very high on Alabama. I'm picking Alabama to win the SEC. But I felt bad for Kalen DeBoer. First question I saw asked of him was, what do you think about these Nick Saban rumors? I don't think he's ever going to get away from
that. Did DeBoer say Saban's earned the right? Earned the right to do what?
Take his job back, I guess. And if he does, hey, if DeBoer doesn't make the playoff, Saban should.
You know, I started thinking, where is Saban going? LSU, USC, Ohio State after Ryan Day goes to the NFL. Yes, I just started that rumor. Is it the NFL? But you just broke the. He's going back to Alabama, right?
If they miss the playoff 2 years in a row, they should make that. I'll make the move for him.
We'll move him.
In a 90-second period, Shane, Bratton picks Alabama to win the SEC, and then Nick Saban to replace Kalen DeBoer if they don't.
I mean, where else can you get that analysis? You
know? Nowhere. Apparently on some podcast that's about to go be extinct.
Hey, they had him on Netflix. This is the guy.
Oh, okay. I missed that. I've missed everything this week. So you saw the Netflix.
Yeah, they debuted the first episode of the new Netflix SEC series. And for some reason, Paul, I am heavily featured in episode one. It's probably going to be the lowest rated episode of the series.
Now, which one? This is about what?
It's kind of the whole conference altogether, but it primarily focuses on LSU and South Carolina.
Okay. So you're on there, huh?
Too many times.
Wow.
You're on it, too.
Oh, well, thanks. I mean, thanks for mentioning that. I didn't see it. And he's talking about how many times he's on it. Oh, you're on too.
I'm surprised they haven't approached you about you and Lane doing the show.
Commissioner Sankey alluded to that. He said you guys should get your own show. And I want to ask you, because I'm not just looking for compliments or criticisms, but the Kiffin interview, in terms of something that actually related to reality, also received a lot of attention, and I'm still struggling. Now, McElroy acted like he didn't know why anybody thought that was a big deal that he mentioned Saban was coming back to Alabama or wherever, although he said he wasn't coming back. I don't get the humor in the Kiffin deal, because I'm maybe too close to the sun. You have any idea? Danny, how many views has this thing had? Like 1.2 million views.
Well, I think...
Can you imagine if your podcast gotten... 100 views in 10 years?
Depends on how many times I watch it on repeat.
Yeah. We should put the link.
I mean, I have seen Cousin Shane hold his phone and just, like, keep refreshing just to make it look like somebody's watching.
I have 100 accounts, Paul. You know? It takes a while, but we get those thumbs.
So, Danny, listen to this. Kiffin just released this today. This is Kiffin... And the conversation with me the other day in baby talk. This is AI. Is that funny or what? I guess.
Kiffin's better on social media, I think, than he is on the field.
Yeah. I hope he lays off social media this year when they play Kentucky.
I tell you, AI is in the fast lane, Paul. Did you like that? In a few years.
So that's out there, And Lane just thinks that's the funniest thing he's ever seen.
I think what was funnier, like you said, was the Kentucky loss, and in particular that Florida loss with the Florida fans.
Are you okay with him now? Because, I mean, you've taken a few whacks.
No, I'm not, because I don't think he'll ever get over the fact that he had a top-three defense in the conference and he had a first-round pick at quarterback and he didn't make the playoff. I don't think that'll ever happen again.
Have you ever heard Bratton make that statement?
Yeah,
is that
many
new
times.
Okay,
yeah.
Man. How do you react? Because I've never really seen a deep dive, a profile of Bratton anywhere. And
on the Ole Miss side,
yeah. I mean, do you still find him entertaining?
That's a big word, Paul. I mean,
I do.
I absolutely do.
I just want to make that clear.
I'm not against it though, because. I'm with him. I feel like Lane Kiffin had an opportunity last year. He squandered it, and we're always going to be chasing that. Ole Miss takes a big step back, in my opinion, this season.
Really?
And we're going to look back at 24 saying, what could have? You know, we missed up on the last dance.
I think they legitimately could have won a national championship. last season.
Yeah.
They were good.
They were very good.
They didn't even make the field.
They didn't make it?
No.
Oh.
That's disgraceful. But he'll put out another clever video.
But if we had 30 teams, could get in.
We are back. It's happy hour, in case you were wondering. The drinks are on me. We'll take a short break. Back with Brett and Cousin Shane. There are only two media members working. I know what. Last year's winner is in the front. Who's the guy behind him? Anybody know? It's his father? Okay. He's got to take him home because the young guy doesn't drive. Back with Cousin Shane and Bratton. This was once an anticipated event, the last minute. I'm thinking about canceling it right here. I'm sick of it. I mean, it's just not funny anymore. Because if the same guy wins it, then we know he's just hanging out for that. He's a Texas A&M writer. Is that correct, or a podcaster?
I think so, yeah.
So the Brian, the Eagle, whatever the news, I don't even, is it a newspaper?
Do those still exist?
The Brian Eagle. Is that what it's called? That's not him? Oh. The Brian College Station Eagle. But the guy in the Tommy Bahama shirt, I don't know him. Does anybody know him?
No.
He's waiting over there because he wants to get a picture with Marty and McGee. I think that's it. Do we know who? Okay, yeah. We're about to send our correspondent out. We're a little understaffed today. You've heard the cutbacks and all. See, usually they give me notes on the guests. They didn't. They just said
that's a short list.
We have no idea who these guys are. So tell me this. You have a podcast.
Yeah,
I've been on it. I don't want to act like I've never been. I'll never do it again. But I have been on it. What's for the fall? Anything new?
Yeah, actually. So we have been doing one show a day. We're actually going to start doing three shows a day, including a morning show with Cousin Shane. So triple the content. This football season.
Yeah. Right after my morning jog, I'm going to jump on at 7:30 in the morning. So
I did this once to you, but I'll. So, you jog down to Dunkin' Donuts?
The online order makes everything easier. You could just pull up, you get it, and you're gone.
See, I have a comedy tour. I'm just working on the material here. It's starting in 2 weeks, and I'm seeing if I can get some new material talking about. Cousin Shane thinks it's funny, doesn't he?
Oh, he yeah. Does.
He's a big guy. I don't
absolutely.
Really.
It's not just.
These are the details from Bratton. Launching two new shows, Cousin Shane's Morning Hangover and an afternoon show featuring a different guest. So, first of all, I don't mind the morning show. Not happy about that afternoon show. I mean, we own this time slot. We don't need you and Cousin Shane taking audience away from us.
We're going to be the lead-in.
Okay.
We're going to start it before the show kicks
off. Oh, yeah.
Off.
why more shows? I mean, there must be connected to something.
Well, I think, you know, we want to give the Cousins more of what they want. And, you know, Mike's talking about doing his. He's going to have different personalities.
So you're going to interview different people.
Right.
Right.
Kind of like the same people we interview here.
we'll get the scoop before you get it.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder, and Media Days is not a good example because everybody's, by the final day, everybody's interviewing each other. But if you find some interesting people, let us know, okay? Because if we find them, then you guys will not be on anymore. I love this day because this is a long process, but when we leave here in a few minutes, we're there. The season has arrived.
Right, and we can stop with these wild predictions and bold takes and things of that nature, react to the actual games. That's the fun part for us.
So let's do this. Since we obviously are not going to have a contest, Danny Brown would tell me we need to fill some time. That's okay. What's going on here. So we're going to do our all-conference team. No, we're not. That will come out tomorrow. So let's talk about this week. We'll start with Monday and work away. The McElroy story, was that the Monday story, right?
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There were four. I mean, by the way, there weren't like four slackers here either. I mean, we had some big time coaches here.
Can you remind me? I don't even remember who was on Monday.
Give me a second.
All the days blend together for me at this point.
We had Phil Fulmer, Steve Spurrier. Okay, update here. We have two guys from the same place. We have Alex Miller and Robert Cessna from the Bryan. Is that right? From the Bryan College Station Eagle.
You got it. You knew who they were.
Robert Cessna is the guy in the Tommy Bahama discount shirt.
Do they win something?
I think Shane has that shirt.
Alex won it last year. So my guess is they're both going to stay, aren't they? Yeah.
Is this like that old game where you last one to take their hand off the car wins the car?
So, well, we're going to give them a grand total of 1 minute to come up here. So tell me more about this podcast, because to me, it seems like you guys are selling out.
That's a fair assessment. I mean,
you're going to do this. So give me a guess, like a mock guest list the first couple of weeks. Like who is somebody? Okay, like Pat Smith?
He's a great one.
He's a great one. Who else?
Nick Roush. We're going to have him, I think, once a week from Kentucky Sports Radio.
Nick Roush?
If you haven't had him on the show, he's one of the best
personalities. I don't think I know him. Do we know it, Nick Roush?
In the entire SEC. The only problem, he covers Kentucky, so no one knows about him.
Oh. Is that Matt Jones' outfit?
Yeah.
Oh. We used to have Matt Jones on all the time.
What happened?
I can't discuss it. It's classified.
And then Tuesday, we're going to have Clay Travis.
Clay? You're going to have Clay Travis? What? You're getting into the Epstein tapes?
That'll be Wednesday. That's what we'll cover on Wednesdays.
So tell me about Roush, because we're always looking for new blood.
Well, he hates Tennessee with a passion.
Oh, okay.
He makes content about how awful.
So, yeah, I want to hear from you guys. Like, who are the people that you like to talk to?
I think our favorite is Rusty.
Oh, Rusty Manziel.
Rusty Manziel?
Yeah.
I think I met him the other day.
I hooked you up with him before.
Yeah. We've had him on, yeah.
His girl's now in it, and she's really good, too.
Who?
His daughter. She was
Kaylee,
with
she works for Dog Nation with Griff. Oh.
Let's talk.
New Georgia people, get Kaylee on.
Jamari's over there taking shorthand.
Yeah.
Griff, let me ask you about him. Uh-huh. Has he ever been on your show?
He has. He's ducked us the last two media days, though.
I feel like he dodged us a little this time.
Why?
I think because we didn't book a night in his condo that he was.
Griff's got a new side business.
He does.
Beach rentals on the Gulf. What was that? I tell you what we're going to do. Why don't we take a break? Let's offer. We have not paid homage to our callers this week.
Okay.
Or last week or the week before. If you would like to talk to Cousin Shane and Brett, we're going. I don't even remember the number of the show. It's been so long since I've taken a call. But thank you, Dan. He's on the screen. 855-242-7. You can tell it's about over for me. 855-242-7285. Happy hour on the Feinbaum Show right here. A couple of minutes. Phone calls for these guys. And then the last media member from Bryan, Texas standing. It was fun. It was fun for 10 years, but it's over as of this moment. Alex Miller and Robert Cessna are the last media members standing. We think Robert's awake. We're not sure. Alex won last year. He repeats. Contest ends right now. We just canceled it right here in front of Cousin Shane and Brad. This is what's called going with better programming with your YouTube guys. We're going to take some phone calls for you guys. We'll start in Tennessee. Mason is on with the crew up here. Hey, Mason, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, longtime listener, third time caller. Just calling to hear your input. Do you think there's any chance of Jake Retzlaff landing on any SEC squad?
Okay, I just realized, can you guys hear?
I can hear it.
Oh, okay.
I just have no clue who that is. Was that the BYU quarterback?
Yeah, yeah.
He's the BYU QB, yes.
We don't want him. He's not good enough. If he's not good enough for BYU, he's not
I thought he had a pretty good reputation, Fred. I really did. Or Mason, I'm sorry.
No worries.
Don't ever bring tequila up here when you show up. I'll check on that, Mason, with some people and get you a better answer tomorrow because I don't have one today. Fred is up next in Alabama. Hey, Fred, you're on with Cousin Shane and Michael Bratton. Yeah, go ahead, Fred. You're on the air. Enjoy talking to you too, Fred. You know what I thought about as I went to that call? I just still remember that time that Larry called up and got into it with you. It was so funny. Yeah. Hey, Brat.
And he was absolutely right.
Yeah.
I called out Alabama. I believed in Jimbo Fisher. That was the last time I believed in him.
Yeah. Well, we have another Fred. We'll see if he hangs up on me too. This one's in Atlanta. Hey, Fred, go right ahead.
Hey, what are the chances of the Gamecocks winning the SEC East?
Cousin Shane.
The East?
Yeah.
About the same chances as chair making another segment, you know?
Are we still have East and West? I missed that change.
That's been a couple years, Paul. They're not winning the East this year, I can guarantee.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Are they winning the SEC?
I mean, when you
don't,
get Lamar,
don't tell me they could.
No. I do think we can't count them completely out of making a playoff run.
Yeah, they could.
With Sellers.
I think Sellers is the best quarterback in the SEC. If he's a Heisman finalist, Carolina goes to the playoff.
Okay. Is that one of the new qualifiers? If your quarterback makes it, I just wonder if I missed that. We'll continue with more calls. Tanner K from I have no idea what I'm doing. K is next in Utah. Hey, K, you're on with the crew here.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Hey, fellas, how you doing tonight? First time caller.
Doing great.
I want to talk to you. Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I want to talk about the NIL deals and the expansion. Two things that have bothered me for a long time. I get the NIL deals, but not at the amounts that they're giving these guys. In terms of the expansion, I mean, where do we draw the line? Do we keep going just as long as they have the money to get in, or do we just grow more leagues? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I understand why fans are upset about it. It's a new era, but to me, Paul, if they're going to pay these coaches these tremendous salaries, give them this incredible buyout, and charge great fans season tickets, parking, concessions, tickets get more expensive every single year. Everything's getting expensive. Mm-hmm. At some point, the players were going to put their hand out, and they're worth the money they're getting paid. Maybe if coaches and administrators didn't get paid so much, the players wouldn't get paid, and that's where I stand on it.
Okay.
Thank
you very much, Kay. I think Kay liked you, by the way.
I hope so.
Hey, guys.
Aunt Kay.
Thanks for calling. I love the SEC. I'm from Utah. But I like real football, so I've been an SEC fan for years. So thanks
Next
for great
Utah,
football.
I'll set you up. Cody, who's that? Cody? Cody is in Arkansas, and I'm in Atlanta. Hey, Cody.
Hey, what's going on, man? First-time caller, lifetime Hog fan. I just kind of want to get y'all stand still on, man, the whole Arkansas State versus Arkansas game this year, man. First time ever.
Butch Jones.
You think we're absolutely going to get embarrassed?
Can't believe we said that name again on this network.
I mean, think about this for a second. What if Butch Jones wins that game? Has Butch Jones ever won a big game?
If Arkansas State wins that game, Sam Pittman shouldn't have his job by Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. He's such
You can't lose to Arkansas State.
He's a nice guy.
He is. And he's actually my favorite SEC coach. But
is he really?
You cannot lose that game. Let's start a coaching search the next day.
Okay. We talked to a guy earlier about that.
I think we need to move Bobby P up, man. I mean, I know the guy's getting up there in age, you know, but I think he's still a real talented football mind, man. I mean.
You would have fun with Bobby Petrino, wouldn't you?
They may have already.
Oh. Me and Bobby,
hey,
we go way back.
I'm sure he's had his round of fun in Fayetteville, too. You know.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
Cousin Finney is on with Cousin Shane.
Well, go ahead, good afternoon to the family.
Howdy.
Heck yeah, man. What's going on?
How's Mom and them?
Hey, man. Well, we're needing some love here in the Show Me State. Haven't heard a whole lot about anything, but heard about all this LSU and Alabama and all these other guys. Can you share some love?
For Mizzou?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not hard to do. They got six home games right out of the stretch, probably going to win five of them. And then all of a sudden we're saying, hey, is this a team that can make a run? Yeah, I think Mizzou's schedule is fantastic. I believe if you believe in Prabula, however you want to say his name, I call him.
Don't worry in pronouncing names right, a quarterback. So.
I'm just saying, I'm a firm believer. We're getting back to it. And Mizzou should be a team that – people keep an
really?
Eye on.
You like them?
I do like them.
They do have an easy schedule, don't they?
I really like them too, Paul. Yeah, I like them for the Music City Bowl.
Hey, yeah. There ain't no easy schedule in the SEC. What's wrong with you?
So
exactly.
Purdue and in Missouri in the Music City Bowl. You'll be there, won't you?
I live down the street, and I look forward to what the trash drink's going to talk before that game.
One of my favorite callers.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Guys. Swamp Dog is up next.
Hello, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah,
Swampy.
I want to talk to you guys, all three of you now, about the I've been hearing a lot about the dark horse team in the SEC, the one in the middle of the pack that might make a run at it. And I haven't heard you, and I haven't heard anybody. Well, I hadn't heard Bratton say it, and I hadn't heard Shane say it. So y'all give us the dark horse team in the middle of the pack that might make a run at the title for the SEC.
How about this, Paul? Shane's going to hate it. My dark horse there would be the Florida Gators.
Ooh.
I think they can win possibly the SEC and go to the college football playoff this year.
Why is Shane going to hate that? He doesn't like the Gators, does he?
Can't stand them.
I may jog 5 miles in the morning, Paul. You know, there's a lot of things that could happen, but there's a lot of things that won't happen. I get Mike. Mike, he's trying to pull me along. I cannot buy in. One team that I am hearing a lot of this week and maybe have a better feel for is the Texas A&M Aggies. And I've been down on them. You know it. We were on Tex Ag Radio, but I tell you what, everybody's coming over. They're convincing me that Texas A&M takes that big step.
We had Elko by here, and I like this guy. He's elite when it comes to game calling and putting a program together.
He and Shane have the same trainer, I think.
you're on that sprint 8 on the elliptical, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you for the call. Blake is up next in St. Louis. Hello, Blake.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? Hey, our cousin Shane, nice to see how you guys doing. I just want to follow up really quick with I'm in the same confidence boat as cousin Shane because I'm a firm believer in Bo Prabula, but I wanted to really give a question to. Well, first I'll say I hear Mizzou's schedule talk, and yeah, they do have a good lineup with the six home games, but I keep hearing Mizzou's schedule and how easy it is, but it's the top 20 schedule and Tennessee is like two strength schedules, like I guess above them. So like, I don't hear them or Ole Miss getting any talk. I just wonder why Mizzou is, I guess, getting the rub with it.
At the end of the day, who cares? I mean, whether you have it the easiest schedule or whether you have the hardest, I'd rather have the easiest. And you're right.
He's from Missouri. Yeah. Show some respect.
There's no easy in the SEC, but there is an easier path for Mizzou than Florida Gators, the Michael's Florida Gators. If you gave Mizzou Florida Gators schedule, how confident would you be that they hit 10-2? No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't be.
So I don't be afraid of it. Embrace it.
Thank you for the call there out in St. Louis. Cheerleader is on with the boys.
Well, hello. I'm loving Media Day. Loving it. I want to ask the two media guys, how do they like being with Paul up there on the SEC Media Day? Is he as nice as y'all thought he was, and intelligent and all that?
I don't know if I like it, Paul.
Julia, who are you talking about?
She complimented your intelligence.
Oh, my intelligence!
Media guys like you.
Well, thank you. Shane and I are equally educated. Is that helps you? Well, did you go to Tennessee too?
Well, yeah. I did. I did learn when old Lane Kiffin.
All three of us went to the same school.
You and here, bud.
One of us has a degree. The other two have a podcast.
And a lot of parking tickets.
Hey, Paul.
Yes.
That fella in the middle, I can't quite read his name. I've seen him a thousand times.
His name is Michael Bratton, he's eligible right now if you'd like to have a date with him on Love Island.
Okay, listen. He's pretty funny. I like him.
Oh, God.
Thank
I like
you.
Him.
Cheerleader, is it 5 o'clock in Birmingham yet?
Honey, it's 5:30. You know what time my bedside table is? A cocktail.
It's an optical illusion.
I had a feeling. Yeah. I thought, what are you drinking? Can you tell us?
I'm drinking a vodka soda.
Because I want
I've
what you're having.
I've worked two jobs today, Paul. I've worked two jobs today.
I feel your pain, and I'm about to have whatever you're having. We're taking a short break. You guys have to go. That's what I've been told.
Can you give me her number?
I will hook you up with Julia. She is a lovely lady, and her husband will not mind. That's the best part. We'll be right back.
Oh, God.